Three, two, one. Thank you and welcome once again to this radio program. We're thankful that you're listening today, and we just pray that God would give you a real understanding of His Word and that you might draw close unto Him. We are dependent today upon the Holy Spirit and upon the Lord that He might direct our lives and our steps that we might be pleasing to Him in everything. And so today, don't trust in yourself, but rather trust in the Lord. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We meet this morning at 10 o'clock with our Sunday school for all ages. We have good teachers and classes there. We'd like for you to come. Bring your families and be with us. Bring your Bibles and you might worship the Lord with us. And then this morning about 11 o'clock, we have our regular preaching service. And then tonight at 4 o'clock, we meet again to worship the Lord. And then on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And so we invite you to come to these services and trust that you will, and you'll be able to worship the Lord with us. The past few Sunday mornings, we've been speaking on the subject, what is lost? And of course, the reason that we want to preach on a subject such as this is that we don't want anybody to be fooled by the things that they might believe that's contrary to the Word of God. The Bible makes it very clear what being lost is. And so we've studied it in one point like this, that being lost is being born into the human race and reaching the age of accountability. And then we also studied that being lost is having a knowledge of God without believing in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we finished off last Sunday morning with Nicodemus, who came to Jesus Christ believing and knowing that Jesus was of God, for no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with you. But Nicodemus was lost. So here's a man, Nicodemus, who believed that Jesus was from God, and yet he was lost. And so this really narrows it down some. There's a lot of people that can believe in God and be lost. There's a lot of people that can believe that Jesus Christ comes from God and still be lost because they're just believing in a fact. They've not ever believed in Him as their own personal Savior, and that is where it is. Now, this morning's lesson is accepting the Word of God without accepting Jesus, who is the Word. All right, that's a long title, but understand what it's saying. The third segment of the study, What is Lost, is this, that there are those people that accept the Bible as being God's own holy word, and yet they refuse to accept Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. All right, I know this, first of all. I know that there should be no difference between accepting what the Bible says and accepting Jesus, who is the Word of God. The Bible said in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 14, that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus Christ really is the Word of God. The Bible said in John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And Jesus is God. And so, really the way it ought to be is that anybody that accepts the Bible as God's own holy word would automatically accept Jesus, who is the Word. Unfortunately, it's just not that simple in everyday life, because there are those people that would accept the Word of God, the Bible, and yet they would refuse to accept Jesus Christ. There's some cults today that go around saying that there is no hell, and yet they will preach that you ought to believe the Bible, and yet they do not believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten, the incarnate Son of God. The Bible says they are Antichrist. Well, let's prove in the Scriptures then that there are those people who believe in the Word of God, and yet they do not believe in Jesus, who is the Word. Now, first of all, let's look in the book of John, chapter 5. And John, of course, of all the four Gospels, is the book that declares Jesus as the Savior. The book of John, chapter 5, and verse 39, Jesus says this, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life." Now, that's a very startling statement. And yet, Jesus is talking to a group of Pharisees, a group of Jews, who have rejected Him, but they have accepted the Bible. In the book of John, chapter 5, Jesus has just healed the impotent man who was down by the pool, Bethsaida, and of course, the water was troubled, and he couldn't get down. But Jesus said, "I'll heal you anyway." And when Jesus healed this man, he got up and walked and leaped and praised God, took up his bed and took off. And Jesus was rebuked of the Jews because he not only had healed this man, but he had healed this man on the Sabbath day. Now look, there are those people that say, "You've got to do it the way that I think it ought to be done." And the Jews were just such a group as that. And Jesus told them, "You have rejected the healing that I've done. You have said that it's of no value whatsoever. You have rejected my healing because I did it on the Sabbath day and you didn't think I should do it on that day." Jesus said to them, "You have rejected John." In verse 19 of John chapter 5, he said, "You have rejected John, who you ask about me and who you ask about him, and he told you, but you rejected him." He said, "You have rejected the Bible. You have rejected everything because it just didn't fit into your plan." And you know, there are those people today that have it fixed in their heart and in their mind that if things don't turn out just exactly the way that they think it ought to turn out, that it must be wrong. The only problem with that, there's about 4 billion people live on this earth. And every one of these people have a different thing in mind. Did you know that there's only one God? And God lives in the heavens. And God works everything after the purpose of His own will. And the things that He does may not fit what I think it ought to fit. But that doesn't mean it's wrong. Not by any means. If something doesn't fit what I think it ought to fit, but God has put it there, then it is that I am wrong and God is continually right. And so here are some people. Jesus said to them in John 5:39, "Search the Scriptures." Keep on looking. And you think you have eternal life because you believe what the Bible said, but you will not come to me that you might have life. Another place, in the book of John, chapter 7. In the book of John, chapter 7, we find here that there's a little another controversy about who Jesus is. And the Pharisees have sent some of their officers and chief priests that they might bring Jesus unto them, that they might question Him. And when the chief priests and officers get over there, they can't bring Jesus. They come back without Him. And they, when they're questioned by the Pharisees, "Why didn't you bring Jesus?" they said, "Never man spake like this man." And then the Pharisees got mad at him. And they began to say, "Well, you believe in too? Or are you going away from our traditional truths and our traditional values?" And then in the book of John chapter 8 and verse 50, Nicodemus speaks up. And Nicodemus says unto them, "Doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth?" So Nicodemus says, "Let's talk this thing over." I personally believe that Nicodemus, though he is a Pharisee, he has been saved by the grace of God. And he is forced, the Holy Spirit within him forces him to speak the truth of the Word of God. And so he says, "Hey, our law doesn't judge anybody before it. Here's what he's got to say." In verse 52 then, "The Pharisees answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? search and look. I'm reading in the book of John, chapter 7, verse 52. The Pharisees say, search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. What do the Pharisees mean when they say, art thou also of Galilee? Well, they simply mean that Jesus is from Galilee, and they know that he is. He's from the town of Nazareth. He's called a Nazarene. And so, he is from that area. And then what do they mean in John 7, verse 52, when the Pharisees say, search and look? In other words, they're saying, look in the Bible, Nicodemus, and see what the Bible has to say. Well, the Pharisees are convinced that the Bible does not say that there's any prophet that comes out of Galilee. I want to tell you something. There's something that the Pharisees missed. And we need to be very careful, because sometimes there are things that we simply miss in our study of the Word of God. The Pharisees missed this point. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 14, and verse 25, the Scriptures there talk about the prophet Jonah. And the prophet Jonah, according to 2 Kings 14, verse 25, was from Gad-Hefer. And Gad-Hefer, that is a town that is located, guess it, located in Galilee. So the Pharisees missed it. But what is so peculiar about Jonah? And what is so peculiar? See, the Jews had rejected Jonah as being a prophet of God. And you know why? Because Jonah is the prophet that went over and preached at Nineveh, and Nineveh was the Jews' enemy. And so they said, this man cannot be of us at all. And so they rejected Jonah. And do you know that Jesus made a prophecy concerning this rejected prophet Jonah? Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 38 through 40, the Jews came to Jesus and said, what sign showest thou that you are from God? And Jesus said, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. The only sign that I'm going to give you, people, is the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Look what the Bible is teaching us here. Here are some Pharisees, some religious people. They study their Bibles. They learn all that it has to say, they think. And yet there's some very small details that they miss that causes them to miss the Savior. These religious people are lost. They are going to die, and they are already dead. And if they weren't saved before they died, they are now in a burning hell because they trusted the Scriptures instead of trusting Jesus. I know that there should be no separation between trusting the Scriptures and trusting Jesus. But there are those people that have an intellectual study of the Word of God, and their faith is not a faith of the Spirit. It is rather a faith of the intellect. And there they read their Bibles, and they say, by us studying this Bible and by us working to learn it, then we shall have eternal life. I'm here to tell you this morning that you can memorize the Bible and die and go to hell. You can keep every one of the Ten Commandments and burn eternally in hell. You must trust Jesus Christ before it's eternally too late. Well, we see that our time has gone away again this morning. Next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, we want to continue on this study, and we want to preach this lesson, what is lost? Number four, it is believing in Christ without having a day of salvation. Thank you now for listening.